Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, November 19, 2012, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. We hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday this week. Everyone within Legal Shield truly has a lot to be thankful for. Of course, we're extremely grateful for you, our incredible More Success Team. We really appreciate how hard everyone that you worked during this past year, and we hope everyone has a wonderful holiday. If you know someone that is a religious leader that you can get to listen to a 15-minute recruiting call, the pastor's ministry leader's recruiting call is now up and available. That phone number is 832-225-5021. Also, the military call and the parent family recruiting calls are now archived on the Shield call presentation line. That number is 704-322-4189. Just press 1 for the parents call or press 2 for the military call. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma, the Platinum 4 Executive Director, $500,000 ring earner, an original Millionaire Club member who continues to lead our More Success Team now after over 30 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on the call?
Oh, yes, I wouldn't miss this call for anything, Randy, and thank you. Yes, I want to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. We have so many things in our own family. We have so many things in our Legal Shield family, but you know, so many things in America to be thankful for. If we look around the world, this is still the greatest country there is, and I thank God for it every single day. You know, saying all that, well, we're very fortunate to have the gentleman that's on the call tonight. We're very fortunate, Legal Shield, to have him with his leadership, his expertise. He's a really fireball when he goes to get it in. His time is very valuable. He's offered to give his time to us tonight. So I want you to take some pencil and paper. I want you to get ready for the next 25 minutes or so, whatever length of time he wishes to take, longer if he wishes. You know, he's a six-figure ring earner. You know, he's on the corporate marketing team, a Millionaire Club member, Platinum 2 Executive Director. I could just go on and on. $250,000 ring earners. I could just go on and on. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor, it's my privilege to introduce to you Mr. Larry Smith. Larry, welcome to the call.
Well, Randy, thank you both very much. I'm extremely honored to be on your call tonight. And I was sitting back here. When I was texting with Randy earlier, I was saying I was really looking at my agenda on the things I want to talk about tonight. And the first thing I really want to do is just really edify you and your family, Ken. I mean, I'll never forget back in 1996 when I joined this company. Just, you know, I became a product of the product. I bought the membership when I was still corporately employed back in December of 1995, not because I was a criminal, not because I'd been in trouble with the law, not because I needed an attorney, not because I used attorneys, but the gentleman who I bought the membership from said, when was the last time you updated your last will and testament? And I said, funny you should mention that because I don't have one. And he said, when would be a good time to get one? And I said, before I die. And he said, well, when is that? And I said, I'm not sure. And I'll never forget the question he asked. He said, if I could show you a way to get all those documents in place from a top-quality law firm, and you couldn't get it done any less expensive anyplace else, and you could afford it, is there any reason you wouldn't want to protect your family's rights? And I said, you know, that's an easy decision, especially at the price point for Legal Shield. So I bought the membership when I was still corporately employed. Most people don't know that I didn't start Legal Shield as an associate. I actually started as a member in December of 1995, but about 3 weeks later, I lost my job. And those of you who have ever lost a job before, you know that when that happens, they stop paying you, but the bills keep coming in. So mortgage payments were coming in, utilities were coming in, groceries, taxes, all the things that go along with it. But I didn't have a job with any cash flow because I was unemployed. So about 3 weeks after that, I took a ring to a jeweler to try to get some work on it so I could get some money. And he told me he would fix it, but instead of fixing it, he ruined it. And we got into a real serious conversation inside a store, and he told me to get out. Well, again, in all honesty, I didn't pay much attention to the entire membership overview. I knew I needed a last will and testament, a living will, a health care power of attorney, and when I was told there was no contractual obligation, in other words, if it ever became a bill instead of a benefit that I could opt out at any time, what I really thought I would do back in 95 was get those documents in place and then just cancel the membership. But when the jewelry thing happened, I actually walked out of the store very frustrated, and I thought, what about that legal thing I bought? And I pulled out my membership card because I realized today more than ever, life is way better with the card than it is without the card. Because, see, life events happen to all of us, but if you don't have the card, you eat the life event. If you have the card, you stand up for your rights because you can pick up the phone and make that call without having to worry about the high hourly cost. So I called the law firm. I'll never forget about it. I was living in Southern California. I got an attorney by the name of Sue Price at the Parker Stanbury Law Firm. She spent 45 minutes on the phone with me, and I joke with people about it. You know, I always tell people, if you ever have a jewelry problem, make sure you get a female attorney because it became a criminal case in about 5 minutes. And so she spends 45 minutes on the phone, and she finally says, why don't you let me call the jeweler for you? And I said, it won't do any good because he's already told me he's not going to do anything. And she said, yeah, but you're not an attorney. And I said, well, how much does this cost? And I said, she said, it's all part of your membership. There's no additional charge. And I said, okay, here's his name and number. Now, she made the phone call, and I don't have any earthly idea what she said to him. I'm not an attorney, but I think about what she said from time to time because 15 minutes later, she called back. She said, I'm going to fax your release of liability, sign it, and go get a check. And the same day that the jeweler told me he wouldn't help me, he actually gave me a check for $2,152.32 to replace that ring because I had Legal Shield. Now, I went to his bank. I cashed the check. I was standing in the bank lobby with this money in my hands, and I'm sitting here thinking, oh, my gosh, how many times in my life would I have picked up the phone and called an attorney if I didn't have to worry about who to call or how much it was going to cost? So I called Michael Dorsey back, the gentleman who introduced me. I said, tell me more about what you do for a living. He put me on a three-way call with this guy by the name of Dave Savola. Dave spent an hour on the phone talking to me. Dave invited me to the live event. I went to the live event and became an associate January 22nd of 1996. The reason I kind of walk everybody through that is because, number one, I became a product of the product. See, when you become a product of the product, you're never going to be without the product, and you're never going to stop telling people about it because you are the product. It's who you become. It's not what you deliver. It's who you really become. You look at people like Warren Buffett and Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump and you know, Bill Gates and even Steve Jobs before his passing. You look at these people. They're just passionate about what they do. And so, you know, when I joined the company, Dave said, start 10 hours a week part-time. You know, do the five simple keys to success. And 3 months later, my third month in the company part-time, I was making a little over $4,000 a month. And my goal was to make $1,000 a week. I thought if I could make $50,000 a year working from the privacy of my home with no boss and no commute, you know, I would do this because all I really wanted was my life back. I was making a lot more money than that corporately in my corporate job, but I didn't have a life. You know, we talk about income, time, and freedom. Well, you know, if you're constantly worried about income, you have no time and freedom. But if you get income out of the way, then you don't work, then you've got plenty of time and freedom. And it's not that I wasn't making money, but I was working so many hours to protect it that I didn't really have time and freedom. So I'll never forget when in my third month, when I made $4,132, Michael Dorsey called me and he said, Larry, you got to go to this thing called the convention. And I said, what's a convention? So he told me, and I said, Michael, I said, you know that I was broke. I was behind when I lost my job. And I said, and then I couldn't pay my bills. And I said, I don't have the money to go to convention. And I'll never forget this. He said, that'll be your reason why you will go or your excuse why you won't go. And I said, what do you mean? He said, see, some people will say, you know, well, I'm broke. I can't afford to go to convention. And other people will say, well, I'm broke. I can't afford not to go to convention because they realize it's what they've done their whole life. It's kept them broke. That's where I was. I'd worked all these hours, and even though, you know, for 20 years in corporate jobs, I had done well, I'd gotten raises, but because I had no time to get the financial IQ I needed, I was only broke at a higher level. And so when I got into Legal Shield, when I started creating income and creating that freedom, I had more time. Instead of having less time to make more money, I had more time because of leverage, and I started studying on how to have a financial IQ. So I made the decision to go to convention, and I'll never forget because I was living on the edge still. I was a brand new to the company, so to speak. And so I turned around and grabbed a backpack. I had water bottles, granola bars, peanuts. I slept on a sleeping bag in somebody else's hotel room floor. And I was sitting there and going to convention. I couldn't go to the restaurants and stuff, but I understood the importance of going to convention. And there's a couple things I remember about that very first convention back in 1996. I remember Kyle Kimbrell standing up on stage and telling his story about JCPenney and pizza delivery. And I went, oh, my gosh, if this guy can do this, I can do this too. And then I started meeting people, and I started meeting the Moore family. And I look at Ken and Shirlene as just legends. I don't know that I could ever come up with the right word to really explain from my heart what this couple means to me because of the leadership that they provide. I look at Ken and Shirlene, and I look at the challenges they faced in their life. I look at the success they've had in their life, and it blows me away how they can be the caliber of leaders that they are. And they delivered that right down to their sons, Randy and Pat. You know, I mean, I watched them as a couple, and you know, you can always tell the Moore household because they're leaders. They walk around with their shoulders broad. They stand proud. They're good Christian people. They understand the difference between right and wrong. They will always lead you toward the right path. I mean, this is the quality of leadership that people thrive for in any business. Legal Shield, you know, we are very fortunate as a company to have the caliber of leadership that we have. But to watch the Moore family do this, it just set the bar at such a high standard. And then to watch, you know, Jeremy and Stephanie come right behind it. And it's just this whole family affair, if you will, of the Moore family, to watching them. And Ken just passed this down to his family to set the quality of leadership that this entire company needs to look at them and say, this is the caliber of leadership we should all strive for. You know, I'm sitting here listening to the people, and I'm sure I missed some, Ken, as I got on the call just a few minutes before. I knew people were already logged in, so I apologize to the people I missed, but I heard people like Harold Pinson on the phone, you know, and I've watched Harold, you know, who doesn't have to do anything. I'm keto, but I've watched Harold have this great success in this company, always be in the leadership boards of things that are happening in group and you know, just leading that thing and just, again, a genuine person that you just want to be around. I've heard names like Jimmy Parrish on the call. Again, another incredible producer in our company. I heard Linda Bowden, who's one of the people that I've looked up for. I mean, I'll never forget the first time I met Linda Bowden, and I went, oh, wow, that's Linda Bowden. I mean, because she preceded herself with who she was as a person, the leadership that she provided in the company, and then my great friends and just constantly solid producers, Dave and Gene Peterman, you know, and I've just watched this group of people, you know, just go out and set the standards, and it's no wonder they who have become who they've become under the leadership of the Moore family. You know, I sit here and think about the Hughes family and David up in Fort Collins has just been such a godsend to me because, you know, one of my fastest growing producers is right there in Fort Collins. And she's so incredible. She was in pharmaceuticals for 8 years, doing a phenomenal job in the company, you know, just writing business and stuff. But her self-esteem is kind of low. And David is always there to say, you know, hey, don't talk about what you can't do. Talk about what you can do. And she goes to his meeting every week in Fort Collins. And he's been such an inspiration to one of the fastest growing team members on my team. He has no vested financial interest in Kimber, but it's just who David is. And again, that leadership rolls down. So, you know, I first of all want to say I'm so thankful for the caliber of leadership, the quality of leadership that the Moore family brings to Legal Shield. So let me kind of get in and talk to you about, you know, kind of where things are at with Legal Shield. And one of the nice things about being on the executive advisory board is, you know, we're already way into 2013. We're already talking about some things in 2014. And I want to talk about really the next 45 days. That's my main point tonight because I know what we're going to do at the convention coming up in Oklahoma City. And I will tell you right now that if you're not registered for the convention, I'm going to share this with you like we did Dallas. You know, our initial interest in Dallas, the way we had planned that, was to have people qualify to attend Dallas by being certain ranks and things, if you all remember. But what we realized as we got closer to convention, that a person having a title may not necessarily be a person that's doing the work. And we had these people that were doing the work. In other words, a power 20, you know, a director may or may not be power 20. I've got a power 48, a power 28, a power 22 on my team. All three of them, well, the power 48 just advanced to manager this last week, but I have a power 48, a power 28, a power 22, all senior associates. So should we invite a director who may or may not be doing much, or should we invite that senior associate that's a power 48? As we got closer to Dallas, we realized we needed to change what our thoughts were, and that's why we changed the things the way we did. Our goal was to have 5,000 people there that truly wanted to help us move the company forward. And we got exactly what we asked for. We had over 5,000 people that truly wanted to move the company. That Dallas Learning and Leadership Conference was not a convention. We're only going to have one convention a year. That's it. There's no more two conventions. There's one convention a year, and that is Oklahoma City. And so I will tell you, there's 14,000 seats in the Cox Convention Center. I'm going to ask you all to please just respect what I'm saying here as leaders and as associates in the company. There's a new flyer out, Destiny Now, that you can get in the back office. I'm going to strongly encourage you, I don't care where you are in your business, to grab that flyer and get registered for Oklahoma City. Here's why. Oklahoma City, believe what I'm saying here, Oklahoma City is going to sell out. All 14,000 seats in the Cox Convention Center will sell out. I know what Alan Fernley has planned for Oklahoma City. He started just, you know, teasing people this morning on the leadership show. If you haven't watched the leadership show this morning, make sure you go back and watch that. But Alan Fernley is going to put on a performance at the Oklahoma City Convention that will be better and bigger than anything we've ever seen in the 40-year history of Legal Shield. So I strongly encourage you to register now. Here's why. Because people will procrastinate. It's a natural tendency of a lot of people. It doesn't make people bad, but what it does is it takes opportunity away from people who procrastinate, because here's what's going to happen. When that 14,000 seats are gone, they're gone. Now, how do I know that is important? Because when I was in Dallas and we were limited to 5,000 people and we only had 1,500 people that we could get into the B2B segment of our business, I was in the Dallas Hotel at the Hyatt and people were texting me all day long, saying things like, here I'm sitting in my hotel room in Dallas, looking out the window at the city, wishing I was in the B2B training that was downstairs. But because I waited, I'm stuck in my room looking out the window instead of in the room learning how to build my business better. Gang, I promise you, the Oklahoma City Conference will sell out. Whatever you do, get registered right now. If you qualify for one of the free trips, one of the free registrations, the company will reimburse you. Don't step over dollars to pick up pennies. Get registered right now where you reserve your seat, and then again, if you win one of the awards, we will reimburse you for that. So let's talk about the next 45 days. So how we finish 2012, honestly, will determine how we launch 2013. Now, listen to what I said. How we finish 2012 will determine how we launch 2013. If we blow 2012 out in the next 45 days, you're going to launch 2013 Mach 2 with your hair on fire. And I'm telling you, all the way through convention, we're having our new Destiny Now promotion January, February, and March. If you blow out 2012, you're going to launch 2013. If you dabble in 2012, you'll just start 2013. The difference between starting 2013 and launching 2013 is a major difference, okay? So December, a lot of people say, well, I know, Thanksgiving's coming, Christmas coming, you know, people aren't really going to want to buy Legal Shield during this time of the year. Listen, gang, I've been in the company for 17 years. I start my 18th year January 22nd. Historically, year over year, December is the second biggest month of the year for my team's business. Now, August is typically first, and December is second. But December is a big month to promote legal shield. Now, why do I say that? Well, let me give you some examples. See, some people will use the holidays as an excuse while people will want to wait. Other people will use the holidays as a reason why people need legal shield now. Let's talk about this. Number one, from Thanksgiving through New Year's is the biggest shopping time of the year. What does that subject the consumer to? More challenges than they ever have, okay? More issues on returns, refunds, things going wrong. They need access to legal counsel. They're also understand that in this time of the year, identity theft is at an all-time high because of how people just get crazy during this time of the year. They get a little haphazard, and they make mistakes, and they leave their information out. And this is a big, big time of the year for identity theft. One of the other things that's important is if you understand the power of our IRS audit services, we will help the people with the tax return filed on April 15th of their membership year. So that means that anybody that gets registered between now and December 31st, if they get audited in 2013 for their 2012 return, they will actually have that ability to, or 2011 return, they will actually have that ability to have that audit represented under the IRS. So you basically pick up one full year of extra benefits under the IRS portion, okay? Because on 2013, they're going to file their 2012 tax return. So if they buy, think about this, if they buy the membership in 2012 before December 31st, they file their 2012 tax return on April 15th, they get audited on that tax return. Because they bought the plan this year, they would actually have coverage for that 2012 return. But if they wait till the 1st of January, then they file their 2012 tax return on April 15th, and they get audited because they weren't a member in 2012, they won't have coverage for the 2012 return. Folks, I got audited in 2002 for a three-year audit, my 99, 2000, and 2001 return. The IRS said I was doing something illegal. I told them it wasn't illegal, it was legal shield, and I was going to show them how it worked. And because I didn't have to worry about the high hourly cost, I picked up the phone and called my law firm. I took my 3 years tax records into the tax attorney at my law firm. We spent time going through them. He asked me 5 questions, and he said, Larry, I don't want you to go on the audit. I'm going to have you sign a power of attorney. Now, I've got a high school GED. I'm not a rocket scientist. I've never been to college. I know that a power of attorney says that I don't have to go, that he's going to represent me. But here's what happened. He went on the audit. I didn't have to go. And all of a sudden, he turns around and he calls me back after the audit. He says, I got good news and bad news. And I said, what's the bad news? He said, you're not getting a check. And I said, how could there be good news? He said, because of a small tax code that your CPA missed, I got you an $87,000 tax credit. And ladies and gentlemen, I didn't have to pay taxes for the next 3 years. Now imagine a person that waits till January the 1st to get their membership, and all of a sudden they get audited. Now I'm not saying whether it's $87,000 or $8,700 or $870 or $87. Can you imagine what I would have had to do had I not had the card? Life with the card is better than without the card. If I didn't have the card, what would I have done? Take my tax receipts and try to cooperate with the IRS? I've never seen people doing double backflips of excitement about doing that. So I want you to understand that the IRS tax audit thing is a big, big deal about making sure we get plenty of people's memberships in before December 3rd and 1st. Also, consumers are spending tons of money right now. So don't step over a dollar to pick up a penny. If they're spending all this money on Christmas, certainly they can afford $17 to $26 a month, and they'd certainly want to add on the identity theft. This is chump change. They'll spend that on Cokes and lunch at the mall before they would, they'll spend that much just on Cokes and lunch at the mall while they're Christmas shopping. And to me, the best thing that a person can do as a Christmas present would be to give your family that last will and testament, the living will, and the health care power of attorney. So I want everybody to understand that the next 45 days will determine how you will start the January, February, March period going into Oklahoma City. So I'm asking you all to look at the things you can do to have a maximally successful 45-day window between now and December 31st so that you can launch 2013, because I can tell you that when Alan Ferna gets on stage in Oklahoma City, the people who have been building prior to Oklahoma City are the ones who are going to capitalize biggest on what he will announce in Oklahoma City. If you're waiting to Oklahoma City to decide what to do, you're going to leave a lot of money on the table. So let's all drive together to do that. Don't forget that in Oklahoma City, you know, there's people that can get in free. You know, we've got these all these great promotions and our fantastic four promotion, a brand new Fast Start associate. You know, they turn around like one membership, they automatically become a part of our benefits plan association to get all the discounts on all of our vendors and stuff. And then if they Fast Start qualify, they get a free ticket. I want you to think about how many people are going to Fast Start qualify and get free tickets to the convention and realize why I'm saying the 14,000 seats in Cox Convention Center, there won't be any seats. So you just need to make sure and get on the web tonight or tomorrow and make sure you get registered. You know, I want to tell you the best time in our company's history. I mean, I haven't been here anywhere near as long as Ken and Shirley Moore have, but I've been here 17 years, and I'd like to think that that's certainly above the average. But the reality of it is we're going to see more and more people who understand that Legal Shield is a career opportunity. Legal Shield is not a deal that's coming through town. It'll have this great launch. You know, Mona V as a company had a great launch, and people were talking about, oh, Mona V's a big deal. Well, now Mona V is dead as a horse. We have a career opportunity. This isn't the deal where you jump from deal to deal and get to where your friends are hiding from you because of what you're doing. This is a career opportunity, a legitimate career opportunity. I spent 20 years in corporate America in corporate jobs. The longest period of time I ever spent with one company was the Pillsbury Company, and I spent almost 10 years with them. I start my 18th year with Legal Shield in January, and in two more years, I will have more time with Legal Shield than I had for any other group of companies I've worked for in my entire life. It is truly a career opportunity. Right now, we're at a better time than we've ever been in the history of our company because of the branding of what we're doing. The media campaign. Folks, if you haven't been to AssociateResourceCenter.com, make sure you go there. This is a beautiful site that the company has put out, AssociateResourceCenter.com. Make sure you go there and take a look at what that site does. Look at the brochures that we've got for group, for recruiting, for small biz. Look at the things the company's putting together. And then also, the two big numbers that everybody needs to really latch on to, 15% and 50%. 15% is what we want to grow towards in the month of November. So you look back at your business from November of last year, and you want to have at least a 15% growth over November of last year. That's what we're doing as a company. Every Monday morning, Rip Nation, our CEO, sends a report to me and the other five executive advisory board members, and we are accountable. Rip shows us that we know exactly what Dave's doing, Brian, Darnell, Kim Nelia, Jason Laverne, and myself. We all get to see what each other is doing against our corporate goal. And so, you know, when you think about, well, how do I get a 15% increase? I will tell you that it's as simple as breaking it down and saying if everybody just did one more membership, one more recruit, you'd blow by that 15%. It's about a lot of people doing a little bit, not necessarily one person doing a lot. So everybody should be driving for at least a 15% increase. And then the 50% is the number of guests we're shooting for in each of our events. So let's say if you have 100 associates in a meeting, you want 50 guests. If you've got 50 associates in a meeting, you want 25 guests. If you've got 10 associates in a meeting, you want 5 guests because the lifeblood is the new blood. They bring new energy, new list, new excitement. And so right now we are poised and positioned for massive growth. And what we do in the next 45 days will determine what we launch or whether we start in 2013. So the biggest question is, what will you do in the next 45 days? Will you launch 2013 or will you start 2013? The next 45 days will decide, and I know under the leadership of the Moore family, you've got every opportunity in the world to blow that 15% away and to blow that 50% away. I also heard people on the call from Austin, Texas, from Illinois, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Fort Worth, San Bernardino. Make sure that you all check the LegalShieldCalendar.com/EAB, Executive Advisory Board, LegalShieldCalendar.com/EAB. I'm going to be in Austin, Texas on next Tuesday, the 27th, doing a briefing at the Omni Hotel. Also, I'll be in Illinois, Chicago on December the 8th, doing a Super Saturday up there. And even though this is a ways away, I'll be in South Carolina doing a Super Saturday on February the 1st. I'll be in Tulsa, Oklahoma doing a Super Saturday on February 15th. And I'll be in Dallas doing a briefing on Monday night, December 3rd. We've got an EAB meeting Monday, December 3rd in Dallas at the executive offices. And that night, I'm staying in to do a briefing up there. So if you all leverage the Platinums and EABs, there's a Platinum calendar. If you go to that EAB calendar up in the upper right-hand corner, there's a drop-down window. You've got the Platinum calendar. So all the Platinums, well, you've got all their travel schedules. Leverage your business. Get those long-distance packs out and leverage us and let us help work for you. Ken, Randy, Jeremy, I can't tell you all how grateful I am for your friendship, your leadership, and what you stand for as it relates to the integrity of Legal Shield. And I'm very honored to be on your call tonight. I appreciate you, the incredible leadership that you all provide, and the incredible quality of leaders that you brought into Legal Shield. Thank you for allowing me to speak to you tonight.
Larry, you know, this is Ken. You know, my 2 months is the same 2 months that you spoke ever has been for years and years. Years been, and I've been using the IRS audit 3 times. It does work. I can vouch for it, but you're right on target. We're so proud for you to be our friend. We're so thankful for tonight, for you being on our call. If we could ever do anything for you, we'd certainly try it. Legal Shield is very fortunate to have you on the team, and well, Randy and I appreciate it. Jeremy appreciates it. And Randy got something left to say.
I just want Larry to know that we appreciate him and Donnie and, you know, this great friendship. We just love you guys to death. We hope you have a great Thanksgiving holiday, and we're looking forward to the convention coming up in, March, I guess it is, April, I guess it is.
Right? Larry, just so you know, quick as the registration was open, I made sure we was registered because we don't like to be last. We like to be first.
Absolutely. Leaders lead by example, Ken. Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Larry. God bless you and your whole family. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we're going to keep putting God first, our family second, Legal Shield third. I hope each one of you have a happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate you being in our family, and from our family to your family. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.